It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New billboards in Texas and other states are designed to encourage dialogue about Islam. KERA's Galilee Abdullah reports.
The billboard on Interstate 45, southeast of downtown Dallas, features the message, "Find Jesus in the Quran, Muhammad in the Bible." The Muslim Jesus campaign was launched by a Chicago-based group called Gain Peace. It does community outreach for the Islamic Circle of North America. The goal of the billboard? To let the public know that just like in Christianity, Jesus is also a part of Islam. Sabil Ahmed is the executive director of Gain Peace.
To let our friends and brothers and sisters of other faith know that they may have misconceptions that Muslims don't believe in Jesus and the Virgin Mary. So Jesus is mentioned with love and respect and honor more than 25 times in the Quran. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, is likewise mentioned 32 times in the Quran.
The same billboard is on display in Houston, Chicago, and Atlanta. The billboard's also designed to spark dialogue. It says, "Free Quran, discuss Islam," and it features a phone number, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Ahmed says these billboard campaigns have brought in thousands of calls over the years.
We have received close to 60,000 calls in the last 10 years. People call us, they ask us questions, and we also have a service where we send them free copy of the Quran, either in English or in Spanish.
Ahmed says he hopes the billboard campaign will help people realize that Islam stands for justice and peace. I'm Galilee Abdullah in Dallas.
Moving on now to a local viewpoint, funding for early childhood services in New Mexico has hit a roadblock for years in the state Senate, where one lawmaker earned the nickname Dr. No. But now there are signs of compromise. Commentator Walt Rubel has more.
This year, Dr. No is saying yes. Senator John Arthur Smith of Deming has earned that moniker after decades as serving as one of the legislature's chief budget writers in a state where revenue has fluctuated wildly from year to year, based on the international market for oil and gas, something we have absolutely no control over. And so, Smith is always looking at what he calls the out years, 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 10 years from now. That's especially true in years like this one, when the coffers are full. It was Smith's opposition to a series of bills over the past years seeking to tap into the state's permanent fund to create a funding source for early childhood education that led to the title Dr. No. Each year, those bills died in Smith's Senate Finance Committee without ever getting a hearing. It was considered something of a breakthrough last year when Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham convinced Smith to at least give the bill a hearing, bringing her 3-year-old granddaughter along to sit in her lap as she made a passionate appeal. Smith and the committee listened politely, then moved on without taking a vote. This year, however, Smith has agreed to sign on as a co-sponsor to a bill by House Majority Whip Doreen Gallegos of Las Cruces to establish a dedicated funding source for early childhood education without tapping into the permanent fund. The Early Childhood Education and Care Fund would be established within the state treasury, with money from the general fund. Governor Lujan Grisham's preliminary budget proposal includes $320 million to start the new fund. The new Early Childhood Education Department, which was created by the legislature last year, will be responsible for deciding how those funds are spent. Gallegos, who is a designee to the Legislative Finance Committee, said she has proposed similar legislation before and had conferred with Smith on those bills. He wasn't a supporter at first, she said, but was generous with his advice. Over time, as they continued working on the bill, he came around. It is, to be sure, a compromise. Tapping into the permanent fund would still provide a larger, more reliable source of revenue. Smith and others argue that the permanent fund is intended to provide for the state after the oil and gas revenue is gone. Supporters argue that it makes no sense to keep billions of dollars in the bank when our state has the worst child well-being ranking in the nation. That debate is still worth having, but it makes no sense to continue relying solely on the same bill when everybody knows exactly how and where it will die. This will allow the state to get new programs up and running as the debate over the permanent fund continues. The expectation is that the money in the fund will be invested wisely and will grow in time. The immediate result will be that on July 1st, 2021, $20 million will be made available from the fund and can immediately be put to use. Distributions each year after that will be at least $30 million and could be more, depending on the market value of the fund. Last year, I thought the legislature put the cart before the horse when they created a new cabinet-level position without a dedicated funding source. This would remedy that solution. With both Senator Smith and Governor Lujan Grisham on board, it would appear that the bill has solid support going into the session, which starts on January 21st. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG, public media, or NMSU.